Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Good morning, Roxanne.
Nice to see you, Regina. Good morning to you.
I know. Can you believe we are in December?
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
I know. Wonderful, wonderful time of the year, right? Mm-hmm. I'm really, really excited to welcome two conversations with Regina and Roxanne, our own Colleen Quinn.
Hi, Colleen.
Well,
I think
hello.
Everybody knows Colleen.
For sure.
Our Y102 personality and also program director here at El Dorado.
Operations manager.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, all of that, right?
Yep.
And it's always great to have you
stop by and visit with us.
So thank you.
Oh, you are welcome. It's great to be here. I'm honored to be a guest. I think this is my second or third time.
Right.
So yay, I like doing this.
Third time. I believe it's your third.
Yeah.
You know, and this is a very special time of year, Colleen.
Yeah, it is.
You know, the holiday season. And you're here to tell us about a special project that El Dorado is actually hosting this year.
Yeah.
It's been going on for a few weeks.
Well, we're co-hosting this. So you may remember from years ago, we did Fill the Ambulance with American Medical Response, and due to, you know, different things, different management and stuff like that that have come through here over the years, we fell off of that, and it was something that was really near and dear to everyone here in the building because it was, you know, the families are hand-chosen by the churches and the schools, by people that know who has the biggest need out there, and then we get to, you know, it's more of a personalized thing for them, and it's not just about gifts for the kids and toys for the kids. It's about the need of the entire family, whether it be groceries, toiletries, stuff like that.
Yes.
So that's what this drive is all about. We've been doing this since Black Friday, since the day after Thanksgiving. And we have our crew out with the ambulances. You may have seen them out every Friday through Monday. Usually they are out maybe in front of Panera on Amargosa Road or the Target Center there on Bear Valley Road. So if you see the ambulance and our crew, that's what they are doing. It's called Fill the Ambulance, and we are collecting to benefit families here. That's the big thing. Right here in the high desert. It all stays here. It goes to families in need. And we are able to, like I said, personalize what they get because the families are chosen. And it, really, I want to say a huge thank you to American Medical Response. Scott, Erica, everybody over there, they just do an amazing job. And they literally go out and shop for the extra stuff if it's not brought in by donations.
Okay.
And I mean, it's just, you know, at the end, we get together with these families, help them wrap everything up, give them the stuff that they need, give them maybe a Target card, a grocery card. They get to pick through all these toiletries, you know, things that a lot of people like us may take for granted. I mean, you know, it's been a rough year. The groceries and everything, prices have been really high. And getting into the holidays, you know, doing anything extra like getting gifts for kids and things like that, I know that can be a struggle. So we are so happy to be doing this again.
Yeah.
And if you can donate and you want to help out, there's lots of places you can do that. You can bring it right here to our business office.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, we have an open house coming up next week where we will have the studios open and people can come in, maybe go on the air, challenge if you're a business.
That was always fun.
I know. That is always fun. So that's coming up next week. We're going to be doing that here right out of our studios. I believe it is. I don't have the exact date in front of me, but I think it's Wednesday or Thursday of next week.
Okay.
And any time that our business office is open, you can come and make the donations. And you know what? We just want to thank the High Desert for always coming together and helping out with this amazing event. American Medical Response has kept it going all these years.
Yes.
And we are thrilled to be back with them and be helping out so many families right here in our own community. You know,
well,
that's what it's all about this year.
Yeah, it's really timely as we're seeing there's so much need.
Yes.
And you know, from the looks of things, there's going to be more.
Yep.
And so to be able to help in this way, are there any particular items that are needed from community? Is there anything specifically?
Or age groups, Colleen?
Yes,
that we're still
thank you. I am glad that you said that because, yes, thank you, Roxanne. The teens, you know, it's very easy to go out. And we know, especially we're grandmas and stuff, you go to the store. Oh, look at all this little stuff for the kids. That's so easy.
Right.
But think about those teenagers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know what? They can't use just a little toy. Things Like sporting equipment is really good for them. Clothes, clothing items, gift certificates for
bath
Target
items, maybe or the
yeah. That's what. Thank you, Roxanne. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Maybe like the perfume kits or the body spray kits and stuff like that. That
like
the young
those.
Men
those are great.
Yeah,
those
right. I know. So anything if you know a teenager or if you have them or you have grandkids, ask them what it is that's popular right now and what maybe they would like. And now that you guys mentioned that, I just remembered something else that we just started this year and it seems to be doing well. We are doing a thing where you can sponsor an entire family.
Oh.
So it's more geared at businesses, but if you're somebody that, you know, has a bigger budget, just a personal person, and you want to do it yourself, you can adopt an entire family, and you will get a list of exactly what it is that they need, and it will take care of everything. And I think the amounts were like $250 or $500 or something like that. Because think about it. If you're, you know, maybe a couple and you have a couple of teenagers, $500 really isn't that much. You know, you could use something for a great gift.
Food could be included in that.
Yep, maybe some food, something like that. So if you want to sponsor a family, you can contact us here at the stations.
Okay.
Or you can go to American Medical Response there on 7th Street in Victorville. And they will take care of you to help sponsor this specific family.
Yeah. Family.
I know. Isn't that? I think that's a great idea. Yeah.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, that's something new we just started this year.
Yeah.
And I think that's really going to help. We're really focusing that on the families with the teenagers, but that doesn't mean that's what you have to do.
Right.
You can say, this is my budget, and then they'll say, okay, you know, maybe this mom with two small kids fits your budget better, and here's what they need and what they would like, and
that's
then you can take care of that, right?
I
know.
I'm so glad you shared that.
Yeah.
Roxanne and I were having some conversation offline, and we were talking about exactly that, you know, being able to maybe adopt a family over the holiday time. So wonderful. So once again, is there a deadline of when all of the toys or whatever the donations are going to be need to be collected?
Yes, because we are doing the shopping day, I believe, is the 17th.
Okay.
That we're going to be doing that. And then the day we distribute is on the 20th. So I would say by the 15th.
Okay.
You know, next weekend would be the best, but we're not going to turn anything away that's coming in those last couple of days. And especially if you want to do a monetary donation, that's fine as well. And that goes directly, you know, to them to buy whatever it is that they need to buy. And it's kind of nice because at the end with some of our sponsors, we're even actually able, the radio stations are, we're actually able to give a check as well that goes to help, you know, everybody
that's
doing things. I know, it's really good. I mean, one of the years, it was such a great turnout. I feel like almost every family, every child got a bicycle because things were so well.
Yeah. Wow. It was great. And hopefully we can do something like that this year.
Yeah. But whatever it is, anything that you can do to help, nothing is too small. You got 10 bucks. You want to go to the dollar store, buy some toiletries or something, we will take it.
And that can go a long way. Exactly.
Yeah. It does. Mm-hmm. It does go a long way.
So just as a reminder, they can come here to the studio.
Come to our radio station.
And drop it off.
Yep.
Or they can go to AMR.
AMR, American Medical Response,
And they're located on?
They are on 7th Street in Victorville, across from the former Alpha Beta. There's a U.S. bank there. It's between Desert Knolls and Victor Street is where that is, on 7th Street. Yeah, and we're on Hesperia Road in Hesperia near Harbor Freight. And then, of course, you know, when you see the ambulances out over the weekend, Friday through Monday, at these different parking lots here in the high desert, if you can, please drop something off and say hello and say thank you. Because, you know, I mean, we're the mouthpiece for this and we do help out, but American Medical Response, they do the brunt of the work. So I cannot thank them enough for everything that they're doing. They're so excited about it. We all are. We love helping out. Yeah. To me, that's what the holiday is all about is, you know,
I
agree. It's better to give than receive. I feel that way.
Absolutely.
I love giving gifts and seeing the joy on people's
it's
faces.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah. To be able to do that. And what a blessing to be able to be in a position to have something to give.
Yes.
So
that's true. Yeah.
So, Colleen, thank you so much for coming on and sharing all of this. Once again, if there's any questions or somebody
just
wants more information,
call us at our radio station.
Yeah, call us at the radio station.
Yep.
760-241-1313.
Yep.
And then don't forget about our big open house coming up next week. So
stop by,
say hello.
We'll have that posted everywhere.
And all
everywhere,
of that
so.
Is posted on our social media, right?
Yep.
We want to see everybody
all
out
right,
there.
Great.
And challenge businesses, too, to come out and
definitely.
Support as well.
All right.
And we're going to have you back after the first of the year.
All right.
To kind of catch us up on all things that are happening with Colleen.
That sounds good. Good. Okay. Oh, next year, that's the big 6-0. I'll be here.
Yes.
Yay. Thank you,
thank
Colleen.
You guys. Thank you very much. Happy holidays, everyone.
Good morning, Regina, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas to all of our listeners. We are so close.
We are in December. Can you believe it? The end of the year.
What a year. And we just have exciting news for next year, too.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many wonderful things that are going
on. But we have to
on.
Finish this year first.
And we're excited to welcome back to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne two very special guests who continue to lead one of our region's most extraordinary nonprofit organizations, the Today's Woman Foundation.
Correct.
Right? And so joining us today are Executive Director Cindy Bostick and President Melanie Ajawanchuku.
Ladies, always welcome.
It's always such a pleasure to have you both with us. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You know what? We were talking a little bit in prep for this interview. You guys have had an incredibly busy year. Oh, my God. It seems like the foundation has hosted, I don't know, a record number of events, workshops, trainings. And you also had your very elegant annual Black Dress Gala, where you recognized and celebrated several amazing local High Desert women again this year. So tell us a little bit about all of that. What made this year's events and activities so special?
What made this year so special is the team. We have an amazing team of ambassadors and board members, and they have taken ownership. You know, every year in January, we get together and we have a retreat and we plan the year.
Yes.
And determine what we want to create. And I can tell you, we did that and they executed in a 5-star way.
And we celebrated our 25th anniversary, which was, and we did a little conversion. We moved into a white diamond affair out of our black dress into white diamond. And the white diamond, representative of our resilience and the crafting of a product that we took in its initial stages and have brought it forward into a considerable entity in the community, including the acknowledgement of so many wonderful individuals that are making a difference and have over the many years, and the launch of our membership program, which is significant.
Yes.
And we also had a launch of our senior project. And, of course, we're here to talk about the book.
Yes. Well, you just...
A book.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a very special project that's getting ready to be launched.
And this is really cool, too, because it's just perfect timing for the holidays.
Yes. The foundation is launching this very special project, and so I want you to go ahead and dive in and tell us about this very special project that you're closing this year out with.
Okay. I want to backtrack a little bit. Last February, we hosted a workshop on grief and loss. And at our workshops, we usually provide resource materials, references that our guests can use to learn more about different topics. So we had a display of all these books on grief and loss. And one of our ambassadors was setting up the table and she says, we ought to write our own book.
And that's how it got started?
And that is how the seed
was planted.
That was in February of last year. Melanie and I led that effort. We're co-authors of the book. And in, I think it was April, we began creating the chapters, themes, the contributors, and so on.
We had input. We had actually had a book committee, so we did have contributions from our ambassadors. And we actually have 19 contributors to the book. It's an anthology, and we wanted to acknowledge the wonderful women, the resilient women, the committed women in this community that have made such a difference, who have come through trials, have risen with resilience to overcome, to not succumb to being victims, but to take the challenges, turn them into opportunities, and forward motions to thrive.
So now it sounds like to me the biggest question is, how did you whittle that list down to 19? Because we know here in this community there are so many amazing, resilient, brilliant women. So I would not have wanted to be on that committee, I'll tell you that.
Well, you know what? We didn't start with the who. We started with the structure of the book. We started with the themes. There are five chapters.
Okay.
And the chapter titles are Excellence, Hope, Resilience, Transitions, and Legacy. And with those themes, which represent to us really the full circle of life.
Yes.
We put our heads together, and we work with, over the years, over 25 years, we've worked with many women, have had many women support our efforts, teach at our classes, and these are all women we know.
Yes.
Personally.
Yeah.
And that is how, and we know not all of their stories, but a large part of their stories. And we matched people with
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Cindy. Are most of these women from the high desert?
They are all from the high desert.
And that was one of the things that I was going to say. One of the things I really love about what you've done in this book is to lift up those voices and give those women here in the high desert a platform to share their stories, their experiences, right? Because, you know, we have those iconic folks who we love to hear their stories and buy their books and listen to, you know, their audio books and go to their workshops and all of that. But we have amazing women who are here who have just contributed so much.
And that has been our work, to acknowledge the unsung heroes.
Yes.
You know, annually when we do our recognition of excellence in the community and women of excellence, we always seek, those individuals are nominated by folks in the community, and we always seek to identify folks that have not been so often recognized but are truly doing tremendous work, making a difference. And as you say, there are so many contributors, but we like to identify those that perhaps haven't been acknowledged before, and yet some of them have, certainly.
Yes.
But we do want to give credit for those that may not have quite been highlighted before.
Yes. And so let me ask you something, because the undertaking of a project this size is huge. You know, we get to see the final product. You went from conception to birth, right? And that's a huge project, right? So what is it that you guys hope the readers will take away or gain from this project?
Well, certainly to be able to identify with. We think this book will resonate with everyone. As we've had multiple contributors, the stories are different, the experiences are different, but we really feel that we've had a wide array of individual situations, and that across the community, whatever situation people are in, whatever their socioeconomic situation is, whatever their challenge is, that there will be somebody in this book that will resonate with them, and that they can see from inception the struggle and the commitment to move through the struggle and to get to the other side and turn it into an opportunity.
Yes.
You know, when you're going through something, it's a lonely place to be.
You can
be. You know, you feel alone many times. And these brave women who shared their stories, their stories are going to be gifts. We know that to be true to those who are in the middle of whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, yes, we give a lot of credit to our writers, our contributors, who shared their, they opened their hearts, they shared their hearts, and it wasn't, in a couple of instances, it wasn't easy. And we had to go back because we knew maybe more than they shared, and we encouraged them to say more.
Say more.
And they all did.
Yeah.
They all did.
Wonderful. So tell us, what is the name of the book?
Mm-hmm. Can we buy it now?
Excellent. You can buy it now. It's on Amazon.
Okay.
And we invite you to reach out. I guess we need to know the name of the book, which is Do You Hear Me? And The Darkness Didn't Win.
Ah,
oh, wow.
Love it.
Uh-huh.
I love it. So currently we can go online, purchase the book at Amazon in time for Christmas, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Because Cindy, something you said about it being a gift, it sounds like it's a beautiful gift for this time of year to help someone be inspired, encouraged, as we're looking at embarking on a whole new year, right? Mm-hmm. What a great way to get that started then with this book. And again, the title is?
Do You Hear Me?
The Darkness Didn't Win.
The Darkness Didn't Win. I love that part of it. Mm-hmm. And so tell me, going forward, we know you've got the book. I don't know if there's a book tour planned or book signing parties or what we'll be looking for from that. But kind of give us an idea of what we can expect from Today's Woman Foundation for 2026.
Relative to the book, we envision multiple book signings. And as Melanie said, we have 19 contributors. Mm-hmm. And I would love to see us all in a room with the themes by the writer, so that our guests can visit with the contributors. We want it to be more than a book signing. We want it to be
very interactive,
a conversation about what folks are going through. You know, if you just lost a loved one, you might need to talk to Susie, as an example.
Right.
And in that vein, we have, at the end of each one of the chapters, we have opportunities, questions for reflection. So they really give you a chance to look back at the chapter and reflect on what it meant to you,
right,
how you might implement the strategies or correlate the strategies to what you're going through, and give you opportunities, give you tools, skills to go forward with that. Also, we had support in the editing of the book. So the design is you can actually pick it up and start in any chapter. You don't have to start from the beginning.
Wonderful.
You know, the normal course is certainly to do that, but
right,
anybody can. If they see the title and it calls out to them, then they could go straight to that chapter and they're not going to be disconnected. They'll feed right into the book and then double back and so forth.
Very, very
smart. This is
exciting. I like that. Great.
And the book is only 130 pages.
Oh, wow.
So it can be read in a couple of hours.
Right.
And the other gift of the book is the beautiful illustrations that are in it, our own homegrown. Well, transferred in, Theresa Shellcroft did all of the beautiful illustrations. She did the cover, illustration and the interior illustration. So we're very proud of her and appreciative that she donated all of
that.
That's
like a treasure.
It is truly.
That's,
the words
that's
are treasure.
A treasure.
The illustrations are a treasure.
Yeah.
So it is truly a treasure.
Wow. Well, I'm excited. I can't wait to get a copy. You know,
and tell your friends. Yeah, again,
yeah,
this will make a great Christmas present.
It sounds like a perfect girlfriend sisterhood group.
Truly.
You know, if you've got a book club, one of those you might want to recommend for your book club. Mm-hmm. And then definitely keep eyes and ears open after the first of the year for this amazing book tour that's going to take place and happen, and give us opportunity to get together and have conversation. And with that, again, looking at 2026, is there anything in particular or anything special that you want to share at this point in time?
May I say one thing? I also want everyone to know that all of the proceeds from the book are donated back to the organization. So as Cindy and I are the co-authors, we are donating everything back to the support of our organization and the work that we're able to do. It is with the collaboration of the community that we continue our mission, and so we're so appreciative. So keep that in mind when you're choosing to buy, and know that you're supporting Today's Woman Foundation.
Which is a beautiful thing. Thank you, and again, 25 years?
25 years.
25 years. Mm.
The work began in 2000.
Yes, and I think you have a little knowledge of that, Miss Regina Bell, as you were
and a little at
the yes, three queens right here
at the start
maybe
of all
just
of that.
A little bit,
yes.
But look at where you've come from, 2000 to 2025. All that you're doing. I know that we can count on you doing workshops and trainings. And Cindy, you want to share with us?
Yes. You know, we have come to describe our work under four pillars or in four pillars. The first is the Bundles of Hope Project, which will continue. And that's an emotional support project for women who are in cancer treatment. We have an endowment at Victor Valley College that we established in 2022. We continue to add to that corpus annually. We have issued so far three scholarships.
Wonderful.
To students who have a goal to become a mental health care professional. And then, of course, our workshops. We'll continue to do more there to also include the elderly.
Absolutely. And Cindy is a certified grief counselor. And so we have our annual, usually do two of our
two big workshops.
Two big workshops. And now we will be able to display on our table our book.
Yes.
We're very appreciative of that.
Yes.
And we'll see going forward in terms of book two.
Is there a part two or part three to this series?
We need a little break.
And then, of course, there will be another White Diamond gala.
Well, there'll be another gala. We don't know if it'll be a White Diamond. That was our 25th anniversary, but there definitely will be another celebration.
And it will be next October. And that's our month.
Wonderful. Well, you know what? It's always a joy to have you ladies here in studio with us and to share with community all the wonderful things that you are doing. We are most grateful for the work that you continue to do and for always thinking ahead and finding new areas to, you know, step off into where there are gaps and helping to meet those gaps. And just admire so much the partnership and collaborative spirit that Today's Woman Foundation has, because truly we are all better together than we are separate. And so I want to thank you for leading that charge. Want to wish you both and your families a really wonderful, blessed, safe, happy holiday season. And we are definitely going to be looking forward to seeing you in the new year, hearing about the wonderful things that you will be once again making accessible to community, and then inviting us to some of those book tours, right?
I'm looking forward to it in 2026, and then check out what Today's Women, their foundation, does throughout the year. Is it Cindy Melanie, the website?
Yes.
Todayswomanfoundation.org.
Yeah, go there and to find out all about it.
And people can still join your membership program.
Absolutely.
Right? And so if they go to the website, they can get all of that information, keep up with the activities and events that you are doing. And
also on Facebook. We're on
Facebook, yeah.
All
right, the
social media, they're like,
they're in on
it.
So check them out. And if you want to join, please do so. But don't forget to get your copy of this wonderful book.
Absolutely. And thank you both. Thank you, Regina and Roxanne. You always are so supportive of us. And it is that collaboration that makes the difference. We work together, as you say, better together.
Yes.
We can accomplish so much more. We continue to appreciate your support of us.
And here's to 2026 for Today's Women Foundation.
2026.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you once again, and we'll look forward to hearing more of these wonderful things that are taking place in the movie.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.